You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For example, we've talked so much about this offensive line injury for Kansas City, three of them, not just one, three injuries, going up against Danielle Hunter, going up against Will Anderson. But what do you think the Chiefs are actually going to try to do offensively against the Texans? Because on one hand, and we'll play the audio later of Matt Nagy, he's talking about, hey, it's probably not going to be a pretty game. On one hand, maybe you would think, well, are they going to run the ball a lot more? Part of me is worried that they're just going to go and shotgun throughout the entire game and try
quick pass,
and Mahomes going to throw the ball 40 times.
I would say that that's a bad plan. I'm not saying that that might not be the plan, but I'm telling you that that's not the way I'd handle it. And I'm not, you know, there's no good way to attack the Houston defense. So I'm not going to pretend like that's the case either. You want to know what my plan would be? Move the pocket. More than anything else,
yeah, we talked about that.
Mine would be getting Patrick Mahomes moving on purpose because he throws better than most quarterbacks in the NFL on the run. Houston allows the fourth least amount of rushing yards, so it's not like you can just run it against him either. And I would try to find a way to get these long, sustained drives, and I'd be aggressive early to try to get a lead. As in, if it's fourth and one or fourth and two, I'm probably not just settling for points, even though I don't really respect Houston's offense. And I might try to the little bit of the short passing game coupled with Patrick Mahomes' movement. I would do more screens. I would use Breshard Smith so much more.
We've been saying it all year,
than
though,
I've been using Breshard Smith up to this point. If there's a game to unlock him, it is this one.
I don't disagree, but I think we are at a point where
you just don't think it's going to happen.
I think we know how they're using him in 2025. I agree with you that. But it's just we said that back in week 7. Hey, they should start using him out of the backfield in more of the Jerick McKinnon role, and they just haven't done that all that much. I think if we agree that this is going to be, you know, an uglier game and all that, this is one of those games where even against that defensive front, if you're trying to protect your tackles that might be backup left tackle, backup right tackle, having a running game is so important. Not only rolling out with Mahomes, and they just don't do that all that often, but running the football, we've said this over and over. One of their most impressive wins of the year was the Colts game. And what did they do? They ran the ball, heck, 30 times with Kareem Hunt, for crying out loud. Pacheco's healthy. Kareem Hunt is healthy. While he might be worn out, he's healthy going into this game. Like, to me, this is a game where you're going to have to be able to run the football as well.
I think so. You're not going to have to. You can't abandon it. But I just don't anticipate them being successful at running the football all that often,
but
or
you
at least
can't
that frequently.
Like,
I know you can't just bail.
If the first quarter goes by and you run it four times and you only get 5 yards, you don't scrap it for the whole game. And sometimes I feel like that's what happens.
Well, and they've checked out so often. Patrick Mahomes checks to the passes a lot and the RPO stuff. This is the other part about it, where how they've run their normal offense versus how I'd want them to do it is, and this is why you might get what you said at first, which is 40 short passes. They can't have long developing plays. What do you think? Your offensive line's going to hold up on these delayed inside shotgun runs? That play's got a, and I'm not kidding, 0% chance of being successful against the Texans on Sunday. So these long, drawn-out, double flea flicker reverse, long run plays out of shotgun. No, 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 no. Everything's got to be
double
much.
Flea flicker reverse.
Whatever. You know how it is. They've got to.
I haven't seen. Yeah, when have you seen that? I haven't seen that one all year, Cody.
Yeah, not that one this year. Just wait. It's coming.
If they run that on Sunday, I mean, it's not, that play's not even in Madden, I don't think, Cody.
I don't think so.
I don't even know that exists.
But so you.
Flea flicker, what?
These long, drawn out plays.
If you actually call that happening, we need to find a way for Nate to ask if you can get for 1 week. Let's say Chiefs fans don't want this. Let's say the game against the Raiders doesn't matter at the end of the year. They should let you assistant coach for that game.
Oh gosh.
If you call
a play and they run it and it works, by all means, Cody Tapp, assistant coach for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll give me my nod coming up. No, I just wonder, like, they run some long plays. Not every play in their playbook is long, but they have some that take time to develop. This is not the kind of team you want to play that takes time to develop. Those short passes gold, those tunnel screens, those get it out to Rashee Rice, let him get 3-4 yards at a time. That's good for them. And in fairness, Kansas City's better than most teams in the NFL at taking 4 yards at a time, 5 yards at a time. That's not exactly not their strength. That's pretty much how they've been running their offense for 2 straight years. Like, they haven't been whipping it down the field every 5 seconds. So we'll see. I mean, and we'll talk about the offense maybe in particular a little bit later on. Matt Nagy didn't even sound optimistic they're going to be able to move the ball in this game, which seems concerning.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty ugly game.
And so, I don't know, man. I'm worried about it for the obvious reason. The defensive line should terrify us. I told you yesterday, I think it should be a bigger game for the defense. They're going to have to get pressure on C.J. Stroud and cause problems, and that's going to have to be a big key to the game. Blitz and pressure with four sometimes, and figure out a way to make C.J. Stroud uncomfortable or force a turnover. And they don't turn it over a lot. Texans are pretty good at protecting the football, and the Chiefs don't take it away a lot. So it's kind of hard to imagine that scenario.
This feels like a 21-20 type of game, man.
You just think it's going to be like, yeah, it does feel like a slugfest.
21-20, frustrating watch throughout, and truly, who doesn't make the mistake on the final drive? Basically, how I feel this game is going to go, and the Chiefs unfortunately have been the team making mistakes in the final moments of games here in 2025.
More often than their opponent has. The Colts is the one example of a game in which the Colts made more mistakes towards the end than the Chiefs did.
I mean, you say that, and Kareem Hunt fumbled a football on what looked like a dagger of a drive, you know?
I just felt like, you know, the Chiefs gave them every opportunity to win that game a million times in a row, and the Colts never took advantage of it. Chiefs just kept punting the ball back, kept giving them the ball back, fumbled it over, said, hey, you know, here you go. Here you go, Colts. Win the game. Go for it. And they couldn't do it a bunch of different times. And look, the Texans, they are playing better, and because we're watching them, this is part of the problem. We've seen them a couple times this year have some massive sack games. Like, right, we've seen them get to Josh Allen.
That's the game everybody points to. We all watch that the Bills offense with a poor offensive line and some injuries on their line.
And they've won 4 games in a row, so they're hot.
Yeah, and it's been because of their defense.
Yeah, and by the way, the 4 games, I'll point out, pretty good opponents. They've won 4 games in a row, and they have beaten Jacksonville, currently a playoff team, leading the division. Buffalo, currently a playoff team, and Indianapolis, currently a playoff team. Tennessee was the only other one. But they play the exact same type of game. 16-13, 23-19, 20-16. And hell, the Broncos were the loss before the 5-game winning streak, 18-15. They play the same games. They're all in the teens or low 20s. Chiefs are going to have to play that style of game. Like it or not, and I don't normally say you got to play your opponent's style. Like it or not, that's the game. Like, it might not be.
I mean, Matt Nagy saying it out loud to, you know, I think right there is pretty telling. They understand what kind of game this is going to be. This is not going to be an open field game. You know, that's just not what either team is going to present. I think the Chiefs defense can have some success, believe it or not, because I'm not impressed by the Texans offense. But we all know the Texans defense is going to make life very, very difficult for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs throughout Sunday night football, where I was looking. Tickets are pretty cheap for this game. One, I think it's going to be very cold Sunday night game. People work the next day. Also, I think people are down on a 6-6 football team. It's been a while since we've had that in this town. If you want to go to the game Sunday night, you can go fairly inexpensive by Chiefs football standards.
I mean, didn't you say it was like $70 downstairs, maybe?
You could have. A day ago, there were some lower levels for $70 on the secondary market with fees. I don't know if that's the case anymore. And I know, like, just to get in on a couple of the secondaries was $35.
Whew, not bad. I mean, again, you can't do a Chiefs game any cheaper than that. That's like a Royals ticket price For just like a regular season game when the team is still viable.
Right now, depending on where you look, one of the secondary sites with fees, $39 just for the, you know, the crappy seats, but just to get in the building.
Okay.
That's the Jordan Love seats.
Oh, yeah. Double Z.
Something like that.
I still can't believe his family sat there.
That was before he was the starter.
He's
so
like
they
a millionaire, and they're sitting him in double Z.
Yeah.
The top little corner there of Arrowhead. You could barely like... I think you'd get claustrophobic sitting in that. Or not claustrophobic. Vertigo sitting in that.
I couldn't do it.
You don't think you'd make it?
No.
White knuckle all the way up the railing just to sit?
Oh, man. Again, as a kid, this was not a problem. As a kid, my parents' season tickets were upstairs, section like 302, you know, 20-something rows up. Now those exact same seats, I can't sit there. This is not like a me being spoiled thing. This is like, you guys know, you've been around me. I cannot do the height stuff. Can't do it. We were talking to our boss earlier this morning about that kind of stuff. So anyway.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.